He closed out Super Bowl 50 with a touchdown, and now he begins a new era with the Broncos by signing an extension. Hello, everybody. I'm Matt Boyer, joined by the man of the hour, CJ Anderson. CJ, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Let's talk about how you found out the news. Where were you, and how did you celebrate?
Elway called me personally, which, you know, that makes me feel special. You know, when you get a phone call from, you know, a guy of his caliber, especially when you've watched him growing up and things of that nature. So that felt good. I was just in the living room watching NFL Live. I just saw Chandler Jones get traded. And then, boom, Elway calls me, and I look on thing. You know, I put the TV on mute, look on TV, and it goes Broncos match. He didn't even have to tell me. I saw it. Thanks to Adam Schefter, I think. He's the one that broke the news before Elway gave it to me. So, and I just was so excited. I was so happy. And it feels good to be home.
This is your real first foray into this process. What did you learn about yourself through the free agent process, and what did you learn about the Broncos?
Just be patient with myself. Be patient. Don't call my agent so much, hassling what's going on here, what's going on there. Just be patient. Trust him. You know, it's the reason why you're paying him, so trust him. And then as far as the Broncos, I learned that from how they did DT, you know, how I expect them to do Vaughn, how they did Wolf, how they did Chris Harris. So I kind of knew, you know, they linger and they wait and they be patient and they do a lot of talking. They try to make sure they got the best player and they're making the best decision on that player. So I kind of knew from their side, but more for me, just be patient.
The backfield's going to look a little different next year. Brock is in Houston, of course. Peyton Manning retiring. You've got Mark Sanchez and Trevor Siemian back there with you. Do you feel like now with your newly established role in this extension, do you feel like guys are going to look to you for as more of a leadership role this year, maybe, and then in years past, because you have so much experience
with
this team?
I think so. And that's something I'm ready for. It would have been the same if I was down there with Gase in Miami. You know, I think he told me, you know, before the offer happened, but he told me there was a, you know, it's like 30-some guys that's 25 and, you know, younger, you know, on their roster. So he was looking at, just because of the experience, he was looking at for a leadership role over there. And I think it's the same over here. And I'm up for the challenge and I'm ready for it. And, you know, I've proved in the Super Bowl that I can be the bell cow. So that's a good thing about it. Just stay healthy and just, you know, continue to pray and play football and I'll be fine.
One thing that I love that you tweet is 32, 254, 22. 32 teams, 254 draft picks, and then 22 running backs taken ahead of you. How much do you feel like that has driven you in your success, and how much do you feel like that accounts for your success, that motivation?
It's huge. I mean, it's still motivation today. You know, at the end of the day, when I step in between them lines, I'm trying to let all these coaches know from here and from everybody that I play that, you know, this is what you missed out on. And I mean, it's not your fault. You know, it's my fault that I didn't get drafted. Obviously, I didn't do something that cowed that made people go draft me, and I understand that, but you know, you guys gave me an opportunity, and that was the first mistake. And then the second mistake is continuing to give me an opportunity. So I'm just going to continue to try to continue to make plays and do the things I need to do. But those numbers will always motivate me throughout my whole career.
Even now, even with the Super Bowl, the success, you still feel doubted?
Oh, I am doubted. I mean, you heard it all. There was, you know, why are we giving this running back so much money? We should let him go. And nah, we should keep him because of this. And you know, you start to read things, you read articles, you know, with ESPN, you know, he never had 1,000 yards and he shouldn't be paid this much. He's not that good. He's a good player, but he's not that great. And, you know, when you look at that, it's just more people doubting you, and it's just more fuel. You know, I was telling my mom, if they want to keep feeling this beast, and, you know, that's something they're just going to have to deal with. So we'll handle it in September when it's time.
You mentioned your mom and your grandma in your press conference. We know they root for that team up north in Northern California. Now that you're such a big part of the Broncos, though, do you feel like, you know, tide's going to be turning a little bit? They might come around?
I don't know. I doubt they come around. I think they're happy for multiple reasons. I get to come home twice a year to San Diego and Oakland. So I think they're happy they get to do that. Now, my mom, she's became a huge fan. She's never cheered for me individually. She's always cheered for everybody on the team, on all the teams I've been on. And my grandma's been the same way. And I know they're super ecstatic and happy. And, I mean, I just know they're in tears right now. So when I get a chance to talk to them after all this, you know, it's going to be a big relief for all of us.
Well, CJ, congratulations again. We look forward to seeing you back here in a couple weeks. Enjoy your time off and best of luck.
Thank you.